Asher had a dream. He wanted to be the best guitarist in the world. He wanted to be a rock and roll god. The problem is he doesn't play the guitar. He didn't play the guitar. He never has played the guitar. No guitar for Asher. So, of course, he decided to find the best guitar teacher in the world. AJ Hogg was the best guitar teacher in the world. Asher ran to AJ and he said, "Teach me to be a rock god." AJ said, "My student, you must look good to be good." AJ said, "Imitate me, dress like me, jump and yell and look cool like me. Then you'll be the best guitarist in the world and a rock god." Asher said, "But don't I have to practice the guitar?" AJ said, "No. Just look good." So, for 1 year, every day, Asher imitated AJ. He walked like AJ. He moved like AJ. He dressed like AJ. He tried to be cool like AJ, although that's very difficult. But unfortunately, after 1 year, Asher still could not play the guitar. In fact, he was terrible. Asher said, "You're fired." Next, he went to his friend, Inka. He said, "Inka, how can I become the best guitarist in the world? I tried to study with AJ, but he sucked." Well, Inka said, "It's vital to find a great player to model. Seek out Jimmy Page. He's the best." So he did. He went looking for Jimmy Page. And finally, he found him in England. He asked Jimmy, "Jimmy, will you please teach me to be a great guitarist? I want to be a rock god." Jimmy said, "Okay." So every day, Jimmy Page showed Asher new key distinctions on the guitar. He showed him key differences, key new things to learn. He told him how to hold the guitar, how to play the guitar, how to move his fingers quickly. And every day he practiced, every day a lot of repetition, but repetition with new distinctions. Finally, 3 years later, Asher became a great guitar player. He became a rock god. Everywhere he went, women loved him. When he was in Israel, the women loved him. When he was in Europe, the women loved him. When he was in North America, the women went crazy and loved him. The South American women loved him. African women loved him. Asian women loved him. He was a rock and roll god.